while Angelina and her mummy and daddy are fast asleep. Before Angelina goes to bed, she puts out a bowl of milk and some food for Baba, in case she gets hungry while she's asleep. She gives her a cuddle and wishes her a lot of fun through the night. Good night, Baba. Have fun. See you in the morning. Then off Angelina goes upstairs to brush her teeth, and then she goes to bed. Baba is a very adventurous cat, and she is always climbing trees and chasing mice. But she always comes home every morning. Well, that was until this day. This morning, Angelina woke up and she could feel the warm sun shining through her window. She jumped out of bed and pulled open the curtains. She opened the window to let Baba in, but she wasn't there. She shouted, "Baba, good morning, where are you?" But no Baba came. She shouted again, "Baba, come on, time for breakfast." Baba loved her food and she never missed her breakfast. But she still didn't come. Angelina ran to her mummy. "Mummy, mummy, Baba hasn't come home. Is she okay?" "Of course she's okay, Angelina. She's a cat. She'll come home," Angelina's mummy replied. "But she will be hungry, Mummy. She hasn't had any breakfast." Angelina's daddy walked in just as she was telling her mummy Baba was missing. He laughed when he heard Angelina worrying about Baba not having her breakfast, and he said, "That cat has been getting fatter and fatter over the last few weeks. Missing a meal won't harm her." "Daddy, you don't understand. What about the road?" Angelina said, very worried about her precious pussycat. "Angelina, Baba is a cat. She is clever, and anyway, she has 9 lives, or so they say. She won't have gone on the road." Angelina walked back into her bedroom and she sat looking out of the window and watching the cars, just praying that Baba would come home. "Baba, please come home. Why is nobody worried about you? Who can help me, Baba?" she said to herself, and suddenly she remembered why she called her pussycat Baba in the first place. The day she had been given Baba, she had been in kindergarten.